ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யா நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதிம் வ்யாஸம் ததோ ஜயமுதீரயே நஷ்டப்ராயேஷ பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத் சேவயா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகி. கே ஹுவா கன்ஃபியூஸ்ட்? ஹிந்தி நேம் ஏக் மந்திர் ஹோ லெட் தேர் பி டெம்பிள். எனிவே ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வீல் டிஸ்கஸ் அபவுட் ஸ்ரீல கௌர்கிஷோர்தாஸ் பாபாஜி மகாராஜ் டிசப்பியரன்ஸ். டுடே இஸ் மோஸ்ட் ஆஸ்பிஷியஸ் டே ஆஃப் டிசப்பியரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ கௌர்கிஷோர்தாஸ் பாபாஜி மகாராஜ். ஸ்ரீ கௌர்கிஷோர்தாஸ் பாபாஜி மகாராஜ் சாட்சாத் வைராக்கிய மூர்த்தி. So there are two kinds of renunciants, Goshtyanandi and Bhajanandi. So Shri Gaurakishnath of Babaji Maharaj falls under the category of Bhajanandi. In 1849, Gaurakishnath Babaji Maharaj left his grihastha life after his wife left her body. Then he moved to Vrindavan and took initiation from Shri Bhagavad Das Babaji, a disciple of Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He doesn't figure, huh? Bhagavad Das Babaji in our So for over 30 years he practiced bhajan in Vrindavan, living under various trees near Girigovardhan, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund and so many other places. So then he got a call he wanted to have a darshan of Shri Vishnupriya and Shri Gaurang Mahaprabhu. So at the time he came to Navadvip Mayapur. So he was actually, when Swananda Bhajan Kutir in Godrum Dweep, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he used to conduct classes. At the time, Shri Gaurakishnath Babaji Maharaj would come and listen to the lectures of Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So that is why Gaurakishnath Babaji Maharaj considered Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as his Siksha Guru. Ours is mainly Siksha Sampradaya, mostly Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and all these great arts. He never initiated Baldev Vidya Bhushan. Actually, Baldev Vidya Bhushan is coming from Madhva Sampradaya. Even Madhavendra Puri, he is coming from Madhva Sampradaya. So Gaurakishnath Babaji Maharaj, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then Jagannath Das Babaji, right? Then below that, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Gaurakishnadas Babaji Maharaj is well known for his renunciation. He would never accept any kind of worship or any kind of service from anybody, and he would never accept any disciples. So, seeing the high level of renunciation, many people, they became very attracted to Sri Gaurakishnadas Babaji Maharaj. And maybe many people, they would approach him to do some service. So, Sri Gaurakishnadas Babaji Maharaj would become very angry and beat them with umbrella. There is one Kuliya Dharmashala. There, he was staying there for some time, and then many people, when they heard about him, many people, they became very attracted. They wanted to associate with him. Fearing the association of all worldly class people, he started living in toilet, latrine. He said the bad smell of latrine is better than associating with worldly class people. That was his understanding. Alright? So, Sri Gaurakishnadas Babaji Maharaj, it is explained that if you have 50 paisa, you will get Krishna Prema. How? Huh? Two books. What is that? Prarthana and Krishna. Krishna Bhakti Chandrika or something. There are only two books are required, he said. If you have these two books, you can actually get Krishna Prema. It will cost only 50 paisa. Even though he was considered illiterate, you know, he cannot even sign. But he would give in a verbal commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam very proficiently, like that. So once Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he visited his father in Godrum Dweep, at that time, first time he had a vision of Srila Gaurakishnadas Babaji Maharaj wearing a tiger skin cap and carrying a basket containing all puja paraphernalia. So first time when he saw, he was struck with wonder that such an effulgent personality, I should take shelter. Actually, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is the preeminent Siksha Guru of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prema Bhakti Chandrika. The book name is Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur initiated him into Harinam. And then he gave him Kurmadev mantra also. And then Adakshaja mantra also. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur only Narsingha mantra also he gave him. So practically Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur only is a spiritual master, because he gave him Harinam and Narsingdev mantra, Kurmadev mantra, and initiated him into worship of, you know, the deity and all. Still Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur instructed him to approach Srila Gaurakishnadas Babaji Maharaj to accept him as a spiritual master. In Gaudiya, actually in ISKCON, we think that Harinam is more important. So whoever gives Harinam, he becomes a spiritual master. When after Srila Prabhupada left, all those devotees who have taken first initiation, then they had to take second initiation from someone else. Then it was discussed who will be their guru. Then it was decided that whoever has given Harinam, he should be called as the spiritual master. But in Gaudiya Math, they have a similar understanding. they think that whoever gives second initiation, Gayatri Mantra, he is considered a spiritual master. So, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was asked to approach. So when, actually Gaurakishore, before that only Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj gave him the cap and the basket containing paraphernalia and the counting beads. He gifted him like that. So when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur approached Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj for initiation, Srila Gaurakishore Babaji refused, saying that previously I have initiated one person as a disciple. He cheated me. Now I don't want to initiate anyone else. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur insisted that he wants to take initiation from him only. He wants to get his grace. Srila Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj informed him, I will ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and tell you. After some time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta came and asked him, did you ask him? He said, no, I forgot. Then again, second time, after a few days, he approached again. He said, did you ask Mahaprabhu? What did he say? Actually, I didn't have time. Third time when he asked, he said, I asked Mahaprabhu, but I didn't get any command from him. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is not the one to give up. Then he understood that when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was around, many of the spiritual masters, they wanted to bring him under their tutelage and wooing him, take initiation from me and all that stuff. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was not very impressed. He was not very impressed. And then he was staying away from them. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was a very great scholar in mathematics and astrology. And he wrote a book on Surya Siddhanta. And many times I have mentioned this. January 2nd, he had a debate in one hall in Kolkata with a very famous pandit from Benares on Surya Siddhanta, cosmology. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was so fierce in his arguments that scholar passed stool and urine in his dhoti. Itna dar gaya tha. Since then he had decided not to debate with anybody. He was very, very famous for scholarship. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, in his childhood, he opened a sangha, sabha, Brahmachari, Akanda Brahmachari Sabha, with so many of his friends. And he is the only one who was left out. Everybody else left. So he was known for his upright, honesty, principles, brahmachari, celibacy, scholarship, everything. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was thinking in his mind, I am known for my scholarship, I am known for my moral principles, uprightness, honesty, my expertise in astrology. And this personality, apparently he didn't have any material education. Such a personality, he is refusing me. That means, whatever I have is considered a very great wealth. And this personality is refusing me. That means that how much better wealth, what a better treasure he must be possessing, that he is refusing me. So we said, my spiritual master showed me that what I am very famous for, what I am very proud of, they have zero value. They have zero value. All the scholarship and all have no value. Right? Srila Bhakti, once Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj approached Srila Prabhupada. Said, Prabhupada, I want to learn Sanskrit language. Prabhupada said, why you want to learn Sanskrit language? It's a waste. Then Prabhupada told him that whatever you want to learn, they are in my books. Don't waste your time learning Sanskrit language. Right? Then whatever talent you have, you use it in Krishna's service and make progress. There was no need for you to learn new things. So, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, then Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta, he told him, why will you accept me? You are a devotee of a big cheater and debauchee Krishna. Why will you accept me, who is a morally upright person? A worthless, materially, morally upright person. You are on a completely different plane. Like that. So he started crying. Then Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj took compassion and told him that go and take bath in Ganga, then I will initiate you. Right? So, practically, he is the only disciple of Sri Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Somebody asked Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that you are such a great scholar and then your spiritual master apparently illiterate. How is he guiding you? Why you took initiation from him? Then at the time they are traveling in a boat, motor boat. See, now this boat is running. Behind there is a small motor. That motor only is because, even though this boat is so big, because of the small motor only the boat is running. Like that, whatever preaching is, I am successful and all, it's all because of the great chanting of my spiritual master, by the blessings of my spiritual master, that this whole movement is going on. Right? So, Sri Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj instructed Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur three principles, three instructions he gave. Anybody knows? Huh? You know? Bolo? Never go to Calcutta? Never make? Yeah, very good. First three instructions he gave. What are that? First one is never initiate any disciple. Number two, don't associate with anybody. Number three, don't go to Mayanagari, Kolkata. Right? So, but apparently he didn't follow. Right? He didn't follow, right? How do you justify? Yeah. He never considered. He said, all the disciples, they are the representative of my spiritual master. Seeing their service mentality, I am very much inspired. So, whoever would offer obeisance to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would again offer back Dasasmi. Like that. And then he said, don't associate with anybody. Association means taking something from others. Right? So I never took any association from anybody. I am only giving. Number three, said, Gaudi Math, it is not in Calcutta. Gaudi Math is in Vaikuntha. I am only going to Gaudi Math, not to Calcutta. From one Gaudi Math to another Gaudi Math, I am traveling. I am not going to Calcutta. Like that, he was. So later on, once Sri Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, he instructed Srila Bhaktisiddhanta that if possible, make a samadhi in Mayapur or Godrum Dweep. Otherwise, drag my body in the streets of Kulia. Like that. So many of the prominent temple matadhipatis and all, they were eagerly waiting when he would leave the body. So that, it's a business, you know, keep a samadhi and earn money. Like that. So there is a, so finally he left his body in November, 19th November, 1915. He left his body for eternal abode. And all of these matadhipatis and all, they gathered because it is the desire of Srila Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj that body should be dragged. At the time, some of the disciples, they immediately approached Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, please come immediately. At the time, Chaturmasya is going on. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta is having a very long beard and hair and all that. Yeah. Then they said, you are only a brahmachari, you are not a renunciant, you don't have the qualification to do samadhi for a renunciant. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur proclaimed that I am the only disciple of His Divine Grace Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Even though I have not taken sannyas, I am a askalita brahmachari, I am a celibate. I am not addicted to having affair with other women. Okay then, it is said that if somebody has combined with a woman, then he is considered contaminated. At least for 24 hours. He said, for last 3 months, if somebody has not associated with any woman, he should come forward and do samadhi for my Guru Maharaj. Nobody came forward. Last 1 month, nobody came forward. Then he said, last 15 days, all Babaji's, all Babaji's in 1915, in the year 1915. All Babaji's renunciants. Then he said, last 2 days, they all ran away. And then that one police inspector, he was standing there. He was controlling, you know, all the commotion. Said, he asked Bhaktisiddhanta, how do you know that, how do you know that they are telling the truth? He said, I will take them on their word as true. Let them say that, you know, we have not associated with any woman in last 24 hours. They are not even grihasthas, huh? Then they all ran away. And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, in Kulia, he established Samadhi. He had two followers, Ananta Poddar and somebody, other Poddar. And they are very rich people. And they are considered themselves as the followers of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Then they spent money, they gave their land, and everything, and then for daily puja also they were contributing under the direction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. So that, like that, samadhi was there. After some time, they became very greedy and they lost their devotion, and they have actually started saying that this land belongs to me, so all of you cannot come. So they stopped everybody coming to the samadhi. And like that. So because of the offense, they had to meet disaster in their life. They have lost their wealth. They have lost their land. And they had to go to jail for 6 months because of that offense. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur brought that samadhi and established in Sri Chaitanya Math. You know, even now it is there. Sri Gaurakrishna Babaji Maharaj. So, Srila Gaurakrishna Babaji Maharaj, he is personification of renunciation. In his original form, he is a Gunamanjari in the Radha Krishna pastimes. You know, Gunamanjari. So, Srila Prabhupada said, on the days of appearance and disappearance days, the acharyas, they become very merciful. They become very merciful. So, we should actually pray to Sri Gaurakrishna Babaji Maharaj, because our sampradaya, enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by one verse, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Sikshartamekam Purusha Purana. So, this Vairagya Vidya, renunciation, is the wealth of devotees. Right? Wealth of the devotees. So, we are so much bothered by, enamored by so many other engagements like Jio, right? Free internet service. Right? So we should always pray. Today we'll pray to Srila Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj to be enable us to become free from attachment to Jio. And study Srila Prabhupada books all the time. Whenever we get time, we should read Srila Prabhupada books. Right? So, we should not consider, oh, I am getting bored. Kya karu Prabhuji, I am getting bored. Right? For devotees, they should not have that feeling, getting bored. Whenever you get time, we should take out Prabhupada books and start reading. Right? So, if we should develop the attachment. For us, renunciation means developing attachment to principles of devotional service, reading, chanting, engaging in devotional service, Krishna's service. So once we become engaged like this 24 hours, then naturally all these bad habits, they will go away on their own. Right? It is a, of course, they are all great acharyas coming from the spiritual world. Right? Sometimes one devotee was speaking, When I hear about Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sri Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj, Raghunath Das Goswami, their renunciation, I feel very depressed. Right? How can we do such renunciation? Right? That is true. They are all Nitya Siddhas and they come here to perform pastimes. For us who are very contaminated and addicted, attached to so many things since childhood, renunciation is very difficult. But it is said that actually there is one verse in Padyavali, right? By wearing saffron, you cannot give up lusty desires. By taking sannyas, you cannot give up lusty desires. By practicing this vrata, that vrata, you cannot give up lusty desires. You can only give up when you get the mercy of a pure devotee of the Lord. When you get the dust of lotus feet of the pure devotee of the Lord, when you become merged in the ecstasy of serving Krishna, then we have to forget all those things. So we'll pray to Srila Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj to give us a small speck of renunciation in our hearts, so that our hearts become attached to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna. Time hai? Vrindavana, August 4, 1974. When Srila Prabhupada's car pulled up at ISKCON property in Ramandirti, a group of devotees greeted him with kirtana and flowers. Some 25 devotees from temples around the world had already gathered for the grand opening celebration, and along with the Vrindavan devotees, they crowded happily around Srila Prabhupada. No formal walkways had been constructed, and Prabhupada walked through the half-constructed walls, past piles of sand and bricks, making his way towards the deity house. Even here, the lack of ornamentation and finishing was apparent, and rubble lay all around. "What is this?" Prabhupada demanded. As he toured the construction site, "There is nothing here. Where is the temple? You told me the temple was finished." Gurudasa, Surabhi, Gunarnava and others directly responsible were unable to answer. Their faces went white. Prabhupada was furious. "How can you open this?" The visiting devotees also began speaking among themselves. "It's not ready. How can we open?" "But Prabhupada," said one devotee, "devotees from all over the world are coming. Stop them immediately," Prabhupada said. "There'll be no opening." Prabhupada had burst the bubble, the illusion that they would be ready for the grand opening. Prabhupada's anger was frightening, and the devotees who surrounded him were no longer carefree and joyful. "You are going to open this temple?" Prabhupada scoffed. "The altar is ready," said Harikesh, who had come from Japan to attend the opening. "We can install the deity, and you cannot open this temple," Prabhupada shouted. "This temple is not completed." Prabhupada then walked into his house, followed by the Vrindavan managers and few other leaders. Whoever could keep his distance from Prabhupada in this mood considered himself spared. Surabhi's wife ran up to pray to Krishna, afraid of Prabhupada's ferocity. In his room, Prabhupada's anger only increased. He yelled at Gurudas for mismanagement. He yelled at Surabhi. He yelled at all of them. No one dared to offer suggestions or excuses. There was nothing to do but turn white and become depressed. Prabhupada suddenly inquired whether the temple could be opened despite the mess. "Can you have the deity rooms ready at least?" He turned to Surabhi. "This is an insult to our society. What will people think? We have announced it everywhere." "Nobody actually knows about it, Srila Prabhupada," Surabhi replied fearfully, exposing himself for another blast. "Oh," Prabhupada somewhat changed his tone. "You have not made any propaganda about it? No invitations?" "Not yet, Prabhupada, not to the people in Vrindavan. They did not expect it to open, because everyone who has been here can see that it is not possible to open. They know it's not ready." "This is a farce," Prabhupada scowled. "It is a fiasco." Disgusted, he looked at his Vrindavan managers. "We have to open. How can we open on Janmashtami?" "Shri Prabhupada," Surabhi said, "the doors are not ready. They are still cutting the wood." Prabhupada inquired about the deities from Yamuna, who explained that their paraphernalia had been purchased, but the thrones were not ready. "What is your opinion?" he asked her. "I am totally unqualified to speak," Yamuna said. "And although I have no right to speak, I see it as almost impossible to actually open the temple. There is no pujari." With a sense of finality and failure, Prabhupada said, "Then we don't do it. But we have invited so many people from all around the world to come, and I was not informed of this. Now you all decide." "What can we open? When can we open?" Prabhupada asked. "Can we open Diwali?" "When is Diwali?" "October," Srila Prabhupada. "How about Bhaktisiddhanta appearance day?" a devotee suggested. "That's at the end of the December." Prabhupada was silent, looking displeased. Surabhi spoke up. "It will take 6 months, actually 7 months. Then Prabhupada choose the day of Ramnavami in April. The opening could coincide with the annual gathering of devotees in Mayapur and Vrindavan." Surabhi spoke again. He had grown pessimistic from his experience with construction in India. "It depends on whether we can get the cement, Srila Prabhupada," he said. "We have to get it from the government. That was the main obstacle preventing us from the opening now. We could possibly have the opening in 3 months if you could get cement." "All right," Prabhupada said, resigned. There was no use trying to set a date. "It will be done before next Janmashtami." His tone was sarcastic, "and if the cement can be obtained, it can be done after 3 months." So actually, Srila Prabhupada's many people they wonder why Prabhupada opened Krishna Balaram temple. You know? Because Prabhupada explained this Ramandreti, the land where they got this, you know, Ramandreti is famous for Krishna and Balaram, you know, playing on the grounds. And then Prabhupada said there was no temple of, you know, Krishna and Balaram in whole of Vrindavan. Let us open it. Actually, it is the only temple of, you know, Krishna Balaram there. Then Srila Prabhupada asked, who is more powerful, Krishna or Balaram? Right? So there was a discussion is going on. Then Prabhupada laughed. He was in so much in ecstasy. Prabhupada said, see, Krishna is more powerful. Then he said, see, even Balaram is also leaning on his Krishna, depending on Krishna. So Prabhupada personally had chosen the deity's design form, and then he showed it to the devotees that deity should look like this. So Balaram resting on the shoulder of Krishna. So it showed that actually, even though name of Balaram is most powerful, he said even Balaram also has to depend on Krishna. Then he said, if you see all other deities of Srimati Radharani in our temple also, Radharani is showing Abhayahasta blessings. But in Vrindavan, she is dancing. So Srila Prabhupada personally showed the form of Srimati Radharani. And he instructed to Yamuna Mataji and all that, you know, the deity should look like this. Radharani's deity should look like this. Then he said, Srimati Radharani is dancing all the time. If she stops dancing, the whole world will become destroyed. So Srimati Radharani is always dancing. So that is why in Vrindavan, so when the deities have arrived, Prabhupada commented, Srimati Radharani is looking like Yamuna. Yamuna Mataji. When he saw Lalita Vishaka and all the things, no. Lalita Vishaka, they are looking like Yamuna, and Radharani is looking like Madri. Tamal Krishna Maharaj's ex-wife, you know. Because Aditya Mataji, she was commenting, but because every time Yamuna Mataji and Madri Mataji and other Matajis, they were going to Jaipur and instructing them how the deity should look like. So that Kamal Pandey, he designed the deities according to these ladies, you know. Because they want some model like that. So they look like that Aditi Mataji was saying. Prabhupada told like that. One very interesting pastime, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhu, very nice, prominent disciple of Srila Prabhupada, very great devotee. Sometimes I would hear lectures on Mayapur TV. One very nice pastime he told, I was amazed. Once one devotee went to serve prasad to Srila Prabhupada. So he saw that the door was locked. So he saw through the keyhole, you know, what Prabhupada is doing, whether he should disturb or not. So there he saw Prabhupada was rolling on the ground. Prabhupada was rolling on the ground. He was amused. What is he doing? Later on, he tapped the door and then he went inside, served prasad. And Prabhupada, after prasad was over, he asked Prabhupada, can I ask you a question? Prabhupada said, yes. Prabhupada, when I came, you were rolling on the ground. What were you doing? Then Prabhupada was a little shy. Oh, you saw it? Then what? What are you doing? Oh, I was wrestling with Balaram. So, very amusing. It's a fascinating pastime. So, one devotee came and one Babaji came. Then he saw our Krishna Balaram. He was commenting to Prabhupada that your Krishna Balaram, they are very naughty. You know, they are playing on the ground, you know. So they were having discussion. One Atma Tattva Prabhu was saying, that Prabhupada was also, you know, yeah, you know, they are very naughty. So this Ramandriti is very famous actually for, you know, like that. 1969, Srila Prabhupada established Rukmini Dwarkadish temple. Then he established very elaborate worship. Then he trained the devotees and Tamal Krishna Maharaj and other devotees how to run a temple, how to run the deity department, how to dress the deities. Everything Prabhupada personally coached them and all. Then he said, Los Angeles temple will be the headquarters. Then all the temples, they should follow this standard of Los Angeles temple. You know, I will set this up, then I will retire and write books. Now I want to finish 10th canto Bhagavatam, all the, you know, 12 cantos Bhagavatam. Then Prabhupada wanted even to write Mahabharata also. You know, Yashomati Nandan Prabhu was saying like that. Actually, it is very, very unfortunate. Other day I was reading, nowadays I was reading 10th canto Bhagavatam. And amazing purports Prabhupada wrote. I felt 13th chapter, last chapter, if you read, you know, you will, in his last days he wrote. And what amazing purports Prabhupada wrote. I was thinking, I wish he had finished, you know, at least whole of 10th canto. How much nectar we would have got. Like that. So, then you know, there is one intrigue happened in ISKCON. That some of the disciples of Prabhupada, they became very ambitious. They wanted to take the position of Prabhupada. And I heard that there was, they house arrested Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, I will not eat. Then Prabhupada was very shocked. Then he was praying to Rukmini Dwarkadish, that my dear Lord, why are you kicking me away from this? Why are you kicking me away? I wanted to settle down and write and finish the Bhagavatam. Then Rukmini Dwarkadish told, my dear sir, why are you worried about this Rukmini Dwarkadish temple? I will go to India. Because Prabhupada has decided not to come back to India. Because he had such bad experience. He said, you go to India, I will give you 100 times better temple than Rukmini Dwarkadish temple. Right? So on the last days, Prabhupada was lying. They always describe magnificent Krishna Balaram temple. You know, it's a beautiful temple during those years, you know, so many, everybody was amazed by our Krishna Balaram temple. Then Prabhupada was telling to Brahmanand Prabhu that just see, Krishna, then he was narrating this incident that, you know, how he was feeling sorry that, you know, Rukmini Dwarkadish, then I prayed. They said, Brahmananda, don't you think that this Krishna Balaram temple is 100 times better than Rukmini Dwarkadish temple? So sometimes, you know, we may have our plans, but Prabhupada said, better to accept Krishna's plans. You know, we plan something, you know, we want to do this, we want to do that, but we have some other plan and Krishna has his plans. Right? If there is some interruption in our plans, we should think that it is Krishna's plan is something else. You know, we should accept. Because something else, you know, something good will happen. Because Krishna's plan is the best for us. So, like that. So, Srila Prabhupada, he toiled day and night to construct this temple. And then devotees also, what dedication they have. Gunarnav Prabhu, Gurudas Prabhu and other devotees, you know, they had to even Prabhupada was so meticulous in his plans that even the cement lorry would arrive in the middle of the night, 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, and the devotees would stand there, count each and every bag, because Indians are cheaters. Prabhupada told, all Indians are cheaters, they will cheat you. So he said, stand there and count. There should not be one less bag also. So by the time they would finish counting all the cement bags, lorries they would come and the devotees would count, would count, and by the time the counting is finished, he is covered with the dust of cement. covered with the dust of the cement. And then now we have such a nice brahmachari ashram and so many facilities, still we complain. But there, that time when the devotees came, there were no Coca-Cola is available, no thumbs up is available. Sometimes they would get limca. No bottled waters. So as soon as they would arrive, all their ecstasy will become evaporated because of the heat. The one devotee was saying, we came with such great ecstasy that we are going to go to Vrindavan. When we arrived, all that ecstasy evaporated because all the floodgates have opened. Continuous diarrhea because the water with that they would drink, all so many insects. They would take out the insects and drink water, and because of and so much heat, unbearable heat, and then they are all accustomed to running pipes and very good weather and quilt and then bathrooms, shower and all that. Here go to the field, open defecation. It's very amusing for them, Americans. Like once Prabhupada was in New Vrindavan, so Burjan Prabhu was appointed as a photographer, official photographer for the festival. So they didn't know, he didn't know, Prabhupada was carrying a lota and going into the fields. He said he was instructed to take photographs all the time, various. Then he came running, Prabhupada, I am the official photographer. Prabhupada said, not now. Not now. Then he understood what it is. Why is he going? Anyway. Diarrhea, fever, jaundice. And Prabhupada's chastisement. Upar se Prabhupada's chastisement. Yeah. And then they would only get khichdi, There is no prasad, a proper prasad available. And then in order to save money, they stopped applying ghee on the chapatis. Prabhupada said, how, in winter season you have to eat ghee, Like that, they have seen very difficult days. And then Prabhupada was, I told this many times, Guru Krupa Maharaj, he was a big collector and all that. So Prabhupada was telling to Guru, other day I was telling, that he was not getting along with Tamal Krishna Maharaj and all other devotees. He said, Prabhupada, I don't like ISKCON. I don't like all these devotees. Prabhupada said, ISKCON is non-different from me. That means you don't like me? No, it's not like that, Prabhupada. I love you so much. I will do anything for you. Then Prabhupada said, now onwards, you don't have to surrender to anybody else. You don't have to work under anybody. You directly work under me. You just report to me directly. Because Prabhupada was telling to Guru Krupa Maharaj, Guru Krupa Maharaj, he liked Vrindavan so much that he wanted to settle down in Vrindavan, do some bhajan, this thing, that thing. Then he came to actually tell to Prabhupada that only. Then Prabhupada told him, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is collecting so much money, and so and so devotee is collecting so much money. They won't give me a single penny. My head becomes very hot, thinking, how will I construct this temple, Krishna Balaram temple? So in the night, I am not able to write the purports. So having, I was wondering, how will I build this temple? Then this conversation happened. Then Guru Maharaj said, Prabhupada, you just don't worry. You just keep writing books. I will give you every month $100,000. So he went to Japan. And in Japan, no, they are all machines, you know. Robots. Very difficult place to preach. And then he would bring, you know, cash in big, big suitcases. So once Prabhupada was there, not in the Prabhupada quarters, in one of his Prabhupada house quarters, huge suitcase of cash he brought. Prabhupada always instructed, whenever somebody brings you cash, you count. Whatever it is, whoever, even your confidential servant also brings, you just count. Like that. Then never give your locker key even to your servant. Prabhupada would never give his lock key, you know, of where he kept all the documents and important papers and all. He would never give to his servant also, because always, you know, tied in the thread, you know, Brahmin thread. Don't trust anybody. Like that. So well, that time Giriraj Maharaj brought one mayor of Mumbai, and then there Prabhupada was sitting and counting cash. So much cash. So in between, Prabhupada was asking, you have any doubts? So mayor later on commented to Giriraj Maharaj, your special master is completely different. because they, Vivekananda and Ramakrishna, they all, you know, they all say, no, don't, all these Mayavadis, you know, they say, don't touch money. You know? They have many misconceptions, you know. Like one Jyotirmayi Mataji, she was saying that they are the first devotees in France, Paris. And they visited, they invited them to London when Prabhupada was there. And then everybody invited them, first devotees from France. The Jyotirmaya Mataji was thinking, she actually wanted to come to India, Tibet, and surrender to some Buddhist guru. So she was thinking so many impersonal ideas and all that, and she came to meet Prabhupada, and then she was expecting Prabhupada would transfer some fluid, because she heard like that. If you go to some spiritual master, Buddhist spiritual master, you know, they will transfer some fluid from their bodies or whatever, and then you will become enlightened. Then Prabhupada was speaking, you are not this body, all this stuff. And then she was amused, when he will transfer the fluid? All the meeting is over, and said, I think I will. Later on she was saying that she had so many arguments not to surrender to Prabhupada and Krishna consciousness. Then every day she would sit in the class, and every day Prabhupada would defeat all her arguments. Before she left for Paris, she surrendered to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada would say, bring more money, you know, any amount of money is not sufficient for Krishna's service. Like Hare Krishna wale, they will never say, give us 100 crores, we will not come to you for any more preaching. 100 crores aise hi chala jayega. So any amount of money we can spend in Krishna's service. Prabhupada would say, bring any amount of money. Like that. So Prabhupada was so pleased with Guru Krupa Maharaj that Prabhupada doesn't care for all the money and all. You know, but the dedication they have, you know, they were having a lot of difficulty in Japan. Prabhupada said, don't worry, because some of the disciples, they are having difficulty with women and all that. Prabhupada said, don't worry, you know, let them do service. So they have done so much service. Prabhupada actually took him in his arms and then caught hold of his sikha and pulled him and then patted him. So Guru Krupa Maharaj was saying, my life has become perfect. You know, please Prabhupada. Then if you see, his name will be there, you know. Prabhupada told, as long as he is there, room should be given to him. you know, you should be accorded good respect, because even for a Juhu temple also he collected a lot of money. So it was not so easy actually. We go and enjoy now. You know, like Krishna Balaram temple, in 1988, when I first time I was on an official tour going to Delhi, and then I happened to go to Vrindavan at the time by will of Providence. I took a rickshaw and saw all the temples, then around 50-60 rupees. Then I asked, is there any other temple? Yeah, thoda bahut dur hai, Angreji mandir hai, 15 rupees extra diya to main leke jaunga. That was a remote place, you know, Ramandreti at the time, in 1988. Like that. So Prabhupada would send people, how many devotees have, you know, the Harishauri used to count. Now, one day also I could not go for Mangalarti this time. They all said, one devotee was every day going, Prabhuji, today I got just a glimpse of Radha Shyam Sundar. There was no place. You know, now the temple has become small. Right? Catering to lakhs of devotees. It's all Prabhupada's mercy and great efforts of all his great disciples. You know, that we have a Krishna Balaram temple. Magnificent Krishna Balaram temple. Radha Shyam Sundar, such beautiful Radharani. And you know, you become very ecstatic seeing Srimati Radharani dancing and so nicely dressed and all that. So, but it was not easy. So it will come, I think. Krishna, Prabhupada was so angry that the temple is not being constructed on time. Yamuna Mataji stopped going to Prabhupada. You know? So, where is Yamuna? Call her. She was so scared to go to Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada said, you know, Balaramji, once he became very angry, then he dragged Yamuna, started dragging, you know, Yamuna with his plow. Like that, you tell her, I will also drag her. If she doesn't come, then she went running. Yes, so Prabhupada was very, he said, I am very tough taskmaster. Yeah. Otherwise, even that Giriraj Maharaj was saying, when L&T people, they heard Prabhupada's demand that, you know, this temple should be constructed in some 17 months or 18 months. He almost behosh ho gaya tha, bolte. How we can construct? That was his target. Very stiff targets. He would not let, you know, devotees rest. You know, aram se banaya mandir ho jayega. Right? Now there, sometimes some temples, they take 20 years, 25 years to build the temples. But Prabhupada would build in 1.5-2 years everything. Because Prabhupada is in a hurry, you know. Like that. So, Krishna Balaram, there is a book, you know, you can read that book, 40th Anniversary Celebrations. Fantastic narrations. Various devotees, how they contributed, what struggles they had undergone, what leela, so many leelas that have happened. You know, read that book. I read that book. Very nice offerings by when the construction, when the temple opening, one very nice pastime. All the Gaudi Mat sannyasis and all, they came. They said, if these foreigners, you know, serve prasad, we will not take. They are all natures. Prabhupada said, Yashomadinandan Prabhu, you take care of the serving prasad. Then Prabhupada asked, will they take donation? Dakshina? Brought by foreign disciples, dollars, that they will take. You know, one of his god brothers, he came to meet Prabhupada in Vrindavan, and then said, I will not take prasad, you know, cooked by natures, your foreign disciples. Then later on, he asked money from Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, you know, this money is brought by natures, how can you touch? He didn't give. Like that. So like this, these three temples, you know, Vrindavan temple, Mumbai temple and Mayapur temple, you know, Prabhupada's life and soul actually. So we should be very grateful, you know, for Krishna Balaram, Prabhupada and all his disciples, you know, that we are able to go to Vrindavan. right? And then visit, stay there and have darshan of Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar. Now it became very opulent. At one point of time, they didn't have any money. So they would announce, you know, for Prabhupada Disappearance Day festival, we have no money. Please, if you contribute, we'll put up a festival. we'll serve prasad to everybody. Like that they used to announce. Now, what? Somebody, one disciple of Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Lakshmi Narayan Prabhu, he gave 2 crores, 2 crores donation to Krishna Balaram Temple. Now, you know, Krishna is sending. Hare Krishna, Dhanyavad, Shri Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj, Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Gaur Premanande.